So if we feel calm when we are in spiritual programs, but again when we return to material life, we start facing the agitation again. There are two distinct things here. First is that sometimes when a disease is chronic, at that time even a treatment does not provide immediate relief. So you are, when we are practicing spirituality, you are addressing the problem at its root. We all have specific problems, but the fundamental problem is that we are in materialist existence, in material consciousness. So on that, we have to spiritualize it. That is the process. So even if you feel that, okay, here you feel good and then outside you go feel agitated again. But this is not just feeling good here and feeling bad there. It's more like the good feeling that you're getting here, that is empowering you to face whatever bad you're getting outside. Because if this had not been there, then the bad which you felt outside would have troubled you much more. So the effect may not be lasting long enough. But at least the effect is there. If not at a conscious level, at a subconscious level. It's just like we eat food, we get some energy. After some time, the energy goes away, we have to eat again. So what you could do is, three things practically. Try to have some time on a daily basis to hear some spiritual wisdom. You can come here weekly once or whatever time allows you, but have some time to hear regularly. As was mentioned, I have a website called Gita Daily where I write and talk on the Gita every day. It's a short article you can read in 3 minutes, or there's a short video audio which you can hear in 5 minutes. It is one way you can get some spiritual reminders on a daily basis. That way basically try to get some spiritual nourishment regularly. Second is, see the problems you are facing not as an exertion but as an exercise. Exercise. Just like if we have to carry luggage in an airport or a train, we just feel it as a burden. But we ourselves go to a gym and then we lift weights. So there, we're lifting weights because we see this is exercise, this is going to strengthen me. So see the problems not just as a burden, but see them as an exercise. They are helping you to grow. You may not see that purpose, how they are helping you to grow right now. But
suppose I don't like that thought. I know that is a wrong thought. For example, I have become too much negative about my wife right now.
Your own?
My wife. And I know... Suppose it's critical, but I want to solve things. I want to release this negativity.
Okay.
All the problems.
So two things are there. Again.
The thing is that I have surrendered everything. Still, I don't like thoughts coming onto me. I want to dissipate those thoughts somewhere.
Okay. So we all need. Just as we have a home where we shelter ourselves physically, we need an internal shelter also for our thoughts. So if you start feeling very negative, try to find out some bhakti activity which can direct your thoughts spiritually. So maybe it will be kirtan for you. If you like kirtan, you just have some very sweet kirtans with you in your phone. And whenever you start feeling agitated, just for a few minutes, you just immerse yourself in those kirtans. That will calm you down. If you like the deities, just keep some picture of some deities. Look at that. Find out ways, not many, 2-3 ways, whichever you find are most effective for you, by which you can quickly channel your thoughts spiritually. So that's why whenever the thoughts start getting negative, just check them and channel them back spiritually. And that way, you'll find that you'll cope with that negativity. And see, when the negativity is overwhelming you, your response will make things worse. Yes. So at that time, just calm yourself down. I will not respond, just move away.
The more you try to shut it down, the more it will come.
Yeah. So just channel yourself positively. That will make you positive. And that will help you to deal with the situation. So know that your relationship with, say, your spouse is not just your relationship with your spouse. Ultimately, you try to see that as a way to serve God. By some reason, you are put in this relationship. And if you act maturely, if you act tolerantly, if you act wisely, you know, God will be pleased and Krishna will guide you how to further act in this situation. So if you just see that between you and her, it will tire you. You see as between you and God, you will be able to act with greater perspective. You will see how much you need to exert to try to improve the relationship, where you need to have some distance, where you need to have some perspective. All this you will get if you see things spiritually.
In her.
Not necessarily in her. You see that relationship also as an opportunity to serve God.
Okay.
Just like sometimes there's a cloth shop attendant who's trying to sell to a customer, and that customer is very picky. Asks for 100 clothes and doesn't take even one cloth. The attendant can get irritated.
Yeah.
But the attendant knows my boss is watching. My salary is coming from the boss. It's not coming from this person. So this person may not purchase anything, but if my boss sees, oh, even with such a difficult customer, I was so courteous. Although I may not make a sale, my boss will promote me. I'm saying you can handle tough customers. So like that, you see it that Krishna is watching in all situations. Krishna is like the boss. So even if you have a difficult relationship right now, your reaction should not be just response to what she is doing. Your reaction should be based on what will please Krishna in the situation. And try to act maturely, try to act intelligently. You will get the clarity gradually about how best to progress. Take care. All the very best. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.